Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. There are still tweets coming in about his top five list.
Not shocked by that.
Me
actually
either.
I was shocked by the top five list, but
yeah, I mean, you're gonna hear it for a while. I mean, everybody just really, you get a little bit of benefit of the doubt for being young.
I appreciate that. I haven't seen a lot of the people's like Shawshank Redemption. Gonna be honest, haven't seen it. Haven't watched Breaking Bad. Haven't watched Seven. A lot of the movies that were brought up, they're like, oh, you know, they are great endings. Don't doubt it. Just haven't seen them. That's why I can't speak on them.
If you missed it, Dylan did the top five endings to shows or movies, and it's not landing.
I just want to say this real quick. My inspiration was, and I've talked about this a lot. I've mentioned it on this show quite a few times, and I've brought it up on the Hometown Take a bunch. The final season of Stranger Things comes out. It starts to come out this month. They're releasing it in three volumes. So that was the inspiration behind it. And also, the It prequel, It made my list. It was, what, number five? The It prequel, It Welcome to Derry, also just came out. The first two episodes are out now. Phenomenal. It is way better than I thought it was.
And it's supposed to be how Pennywise gets started, right?
Correct.
That's the clown, if you don't know.
I mean, do you remember walking around, Bo, you will, walking around Blockbuster and just seeing the cover to It, and it's just like, what is that?
Time to float.
Dude, Grant and I got in this conversation the other day where we were trying to tell Dylan what Ernest was.
Oh. Ernest Scared?
Ernest. We were like, Ernest Scared Stupid. Yeah. And I was like, This was the kind of movie you walked in the front of like a Del Champs, and it was on like one of the movies, one of the VHS things, and you were like, "Oh, let's get Ernest." But
Jim
otherwise,
Barney,
I would have never watched it.
R.I.P. I remember watching it like on TV when I was a little kid, and I was afraid to go. I didn't grow up in a neighborhood, so I wasn't like a drainage thing outside my house or anything. But I remember going to neighborhoods with my buddies, and I was like, oh, "I'm not walking near that drain. Don't walk." Oh, it was like, "Don't walk." Like when you're in the woods and you're told not to step over a down tree or a log because snakes get around them and they're going to be under them. You got to be careful. And that's why the way I treated a drain, I was like, don't walk near it.
I told my kids are scary.
I didn't walk on cracks for a while because Ernest Scared Stupid.
Oh, my gosh. You know why that movie was so scary, Ernest Scared Stupid? Because it was too scary to be a kid's movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
They used props from Killer Clowns, like a different movie that was actually supposed to be a horror movie. And went with it for a kids' movie. That film should never have been released for children.
You know, an insanely odd amount about Ernest.
I know, because
I've never heard.
She's been
that.
Cruising the IMDb page of Ernest.
Yeah, that's like me right now. I'm cruising the YouTube pages.
The fun facts
for trying to fix refrigerators.
Attaboy.
Before we move on from Ernest and Killer Clowns and Pennywise, have none of y'all seen the rebooted It movies? Because there's two of them out now.
I saw the first one, and okay. I went to the movie at 10 a.m. because I didn't want to, like, not be able to sleep. I know. And we're not talking this is 20 years ago. This was what?
You went to 10 a.m. to a freaking horror movie?
I was so scared.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
I'm going to face this.
It kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? And like, what are we doing?
I've never gone to see the second because it's scary.
It is. Oh, it's good. It's really good.
But he's terrifying. He's absolutely terrifying. There's always someone at Halloween that thinks it's funny to tie a red balloon to those drains that Bo is so scared of.
I've only seen the new It, the first one. I didn't see the second one.
Second one is good, too.
See, Bo was too scared to see the second one, too.
No. The time had passed.
All right, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We got to revisit Sunday's Falcons-Patriots game. Patriots, of course, won 24-23. We all saw it. But Raheem was answering questions about the game yesterday in his presser, and he talked about how he's happy with Ronnie Harrison.
You know, obviously, it's early in the week and how we planned it last week. We planned it with the three-headed monster going out there. Had a little bit of Dime, had a little bit of Harrison a couple weeks ago. Had a little bit of JD, I think, favored out a little bit differently because how the basis of the game was played. You know, yesterday worked out more even with JD and Harrison getting more of the reps, and he's trending in the direction of earning more rights on the field. And, you know, a lot of credit to, first of all, Ronnie, you know, coming here in training camp, you know, being on the practice squad. Devine goes down, and to put himself in that position is hard to do, and he's thriving in and playing well and doing some good things. You know, obviously JD's doing some good things, but obviously you have to do better. You have to do better in your opportunities and the situation that you get. So we're always going to go with the better players or the people that give us the best chance to win. And right now it's looking that way. Obviously, as I know, we got to go through the whole process of the game plan, the week, what it looks like. But Ronnie's certainly earning more snaps every single week.
And the one-on-one that Mark Zeno apparently had yesterday in the press, what was deemed a press conference. Ronnie Harrison played more snaps than Bertrand, and they did kind of use them interchangeably. There was a lot of questions, Mike, about why did Bertrand – and I noticed it a couple of times, too, that Bertrand came in passing situations and Harrison left. And most notably, the final one of the essentially the last one of the game, which equaled a first down. And it's important for me, and I know you'll touch on it a little more, because I was asked a question, and I've asked a question to others as well, and it kind of comes down to, it seems like, what they're comfortable doing and what they've learned so far in the system. I think it's fair to say that Ronnie Harrison's probably been, you know, drinking out of a fire hose a little bit the last couple of weeks to learn that linebacker spot more and more. I know he played a little bit, maybe half a game in the preseason at it. And I know that people want to say, well, he's been on the practice squad. Yeah, but I don't know what he's been doing on the practice squad. And I don't know if you really thought that Bertrand would work out this way and be kind of this, it be, and I don't want to blame it all on JD, but just it does feel like he's being asked to do things that he's not physically set up to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think the key takeaway from that is you don't want to ask Ronnie Harrison to do things that he's not physically set up to do. He's a safety by trade. I think he plays middle linebacker like a safety would. When the offensive linemen from New England climbed straight up on him and were, you know, not knocked off course by the defensive tackles, he really struggled getting off blocks. There's no doubt about it. He played like a safety. He's not meant to be in a situation where he's ducking under a lineman coming at him and he's, you know, tackling a running back around the knees. That's just not what he is. And you can see him kind of scratching and clawing to get comfortable doing that, but he's not there yet. So when I looked at it, I thought, okay, they would love Bertrand to be in there on like obvious passing downs where, you know, there might be some physicality necessary. And I know that a lot of people eye roll at that because it's like, dude, he doesn't seem like he does well. But Ronnie Harrison doesn't either. Ronnie Harrison is very much a sideline to sideline. I'm faster than you. I can do more things in the run game. And I did. I thought Ronnie Harrison played better than JD Bertrand. I thought there is some upside there. But let's not joke ourselves into thinking that Ronnie Harrison was just shedding blocks. He was not. He was making open field tackles in a way that JD Bertrand cannot.
Well, he's quicker, like you said. So it'll get – hopefully it'll get better. If not, maybe that's the trade we should make. And a reminder, November 24th, the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic, the third annual, is going to be presented to you by Finley Roofing. McDonald's is going to bring breakfast. You know, I think Chad Whiskey's going to be there. It's going to be, like, packed out. We've got a lot of people going to be a part of it. You can, too. So go to 929 Game website. Click on the events page, and the link will be right there for you to sign up for the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic.
Yeah, you can also go to our Twitter account at 929 Morning Shift. We have it pinned right at the top, and it's all to benefit Pets for Vets. So you get to booze up, eat some McDonald's, play some golf. I mean, what's a better way to do some good?
Win some prizes. You know, there's going to be auctions there. Also, if you win, you know, we give out, it's no secret, every year, first, second, third, get some form of a Yeti cup Tupperware, not actual cooler, but like a, you know, a Yeti, was it a Rambler or a Tumbler or whatever the hell they call them.
Yep.
So
a Rambler.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say that from now on.
What?
A Rambler.
A Rambler.
Isn't that what
they're called? Yeah.
Yeah, they're called Ramblers.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a Tumbler.
There's different ones.
I think the one for
she's Googling a whiskey
now.
Or whatever.
Those fingers are moving quickly.
Oh, now who's got busy fingers over there? All right. It's tough because I appreciated him in college. And then I liked him in the NFL because I felt for him. And I also saw that he's the only quarterback that ever has gotten the Browns a playoff win since they've been back in Cleveland. Or since they came back after, you know, they moved to Baltimore and then they reinvented him, which is Baker Mayfield. But he's on the enemy, Mike. So I have to hate him. But, man, it makes it so hard. He was on last night with Peyton and Eli on the Manning cast, and they were showing some footage of him scrambling. And, well, you know what? It's great. Just listen to it.
What day of the week do you work on, like, breaking tackles and the spin moves and some of that stuff, the duck up and under?
I tried one time in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It didn't go too well. Wound up getting arrested. But I've improved since then. So, you know, just finding time whenever I can.
Hey,
we can find that footage, I'm sure, also. But
that's the key.
We won't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, if that's not the definition of taking something that was dumb that you did and having fun with it, like, you know, making it a joke now because you've grown from it. I think Baker, we've all seen the growth in him, but it's kind of funny because
no doubt.
If you've ever seen that video, he just kind of like gets free, takes off, and I don't know who hit him, but the cop that tackled him laid his ass out.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Definitely was, man.
But
his image is so much different now, too. And saw the video last week where his daughter's on the sideline, and he has to take his helmet off so that his daughter recognizes him. And once he takes his helmet off, his daughter comes running. That was awesome. Like, I was sitting there going, man, this is crazy. This guy's career arc has been insane from going back to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
I mean, isn't it? So would you research?
So it's the brand name. Like, the Yeti has the brand name, the Rambler, but it's not like just a category. Like, it's a 1 gallon water bottle. It's the Abe Gordon water bottle.
I think you made your own assumptions about what he was trying to say. And I
did. I thought he was trying to say Tumblr. I did. That's on me. But when you look in the dictionary, a Rambler is technically a person who walks for pleasure, especially in the countryside.
He's a rambling man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, Lord, I was born a rambling man.
All this time I thought a rambler was a yapper.
This show just jumped the shark.
Well, there you go, Allie. I'm always right.
All right, we're going to call it now. We're calling it now. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go buy yourself a Rambler.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.